and some of you for the first time, Dr. Glenda from the metropolitan area of Washington, D.C. Dr. Glenda, welcome. Welcome home.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee, oh, bless thee now, my
chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I greet you this morning with the love of the Lord, and I'm so happy for the opportunity to be able to share at this time. Thank you so much, Pastor McKnight, and to Elder Bobby and Elder Deborah in her absence, and any of the other persons in the listening audience who may very well be members of the ordained clergy, most of all, family and friends, I greet you with Jesus' joy. I thank the Lord for giving me one more day to get it right. If I didn't get it right yesterday, I want to get it right today. So I thank God for another opportunity just to do that. The Lord has turned me to a very familiar passage of scripture for this particular moment, preaching, teaching moment, whatever it's called. And that passage of scripture is in Psalm 27. And I'm going to look at the 27th Psalms, and I want to read in your hearing verses 7 through 14. So we're looking at the King James Version, Psalms 27. Verses 7 through 14. This is the word of the Lord from the King James Version. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I see. Hide not thy face, thou face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Verse 14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. For the time that is allotted for this particular teaching, I want to use as a thought, a subject, whatever you want to call it, stay on the line. Simply stay on the line. We were taught in seminary that the best sermon teaching should be about 20 minutes. And our teachers would tell us, preaching teachers would often tell us, when you go beyond 20 minutes, we might have to get up and come towards you and take your notes or whatever. So since this is a virtual preaching, I don't have to worry about that. I can just say what the Lord says for me to say for as long as I need to say it. Amen.
Amen.
If it's an hour or two,
amen.
We're still going to be talking. So I'm going to do what thus said the Lord. Again, I say my subject today is stay on the line. Just stay on the line. This particular psalm, the 27th psalm, is a psalm of David. And it talks a lot about the man that David actually was. And it's interesting. I like David. The life of David is a very interesting one because David is reputed to have been a man after God's own heart. But if you really look at David and look at David's life, David was like many of us. David was a man of contrast. He was, I admit, single-mindedly committed to God, but yet David was guilty of some of the most serious sins recorded in the Old Testament. David lived a frustrating life in the shadows of his own brothers, and then he was constantly on the run from vengeful Saul. You know the story. After he became king of Israel, he was engaged in almost constant warfare to defend the kingdom. David was a great military conqueror, but the problem David had, and some of those that problem sometimes may resonate with some of us, it does with me, David could not conquer himself. He was a great military conqueror, but David could not conquer himself. He allowed one night of lust with Bathsheba, and that particular night following that, it had disastrous consequences on his life. David was on a roller coaster of emotional highs and lows. He was passionate with his love of God, but sometimes he found himself doing things that just did not compute. They were not consistent with his supposedly love of the Lord. David has recorded several psalms which are able to speak to us wherever we find ourselves in life. Some of David's psalms, the 23rd psalms that are so, they're powerful psalms. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The 24th psalm, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The 27th psalm, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I believe you have to have a relationship with the Lord in order to write, to pen such, I believe, such significant lines. His Psalms, the 122nd Psalm says, I was glad. One of the verses says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But today I simply want to focus on the 27th Psalm. And that particular Psalm, I believe, teaches us patience. Patience, my brothers and sisters, is not something that you learn very quickly. Sometimes you have to keep repeating yourself until you get it right. That's why parents have to keep telling children the same thing over and over again, because you have to be patient. That's why we sometimes have to keep running into the same mistake or same challenge over and over again, because we have to be patient. God is teaching us something. Paul said it best, I believe. Paul says, patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope, and hope makes you not ashamed. He further said, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why would you hope for it? But then if you hope for that you don't see, then do you with patience wait for it. And as you know, Isaiah, which I love, I always talk about Isaiah. Isaiah proclaimed, as you wait and as you learn patience, Isaiah says, they that wait on the Lord, you got to wait, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They're going to mount up with wings as eagles. They're going to run and not be weary, and they're going to walk and not faint. I contend it's one thing to wait on each other. It's one thing to wait on your friends, your BF, your brother, your sister. But it's another thing to wait on the Lord. When you're waiting on each other, you can always say, well, look, I'm going to check you later. I'm going to leave. I'll call you the next time. But when you're waiting on the Lord, I believe you need to stay on the line. You cannot give up. You cannot grow weary. You have to wait until your change comes, because sometimes God will place you on hold. And if he puts you on hold, you can't hang up then, because that's when your breakthrough is going to come. So I'm challenging you this morning, as you wait on the Lord, to just listen to what David is saying. David provides a good lesson to you when you're waiting on the Lord. The first lesson that I think David teaches us in this 27th Psalm, David says, don't worry about the size of the situation. Don't worry about how big it looks. Don't worry about what folk are saying about it. When David was just a child, he was confronted by Goliath. And Goliath was very big, and David was just a little child. But right. David waited on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, you don't even understand necessarily when the breakthrough comes. All you know is that you were sick and you waited for God to heal your body. And the next thing you know, you felt better. When you're waiting on the Lord, sometimes the door that had been closed for so long, you had no idea what you needed to do in order to get that door open. But you gave it to the Lord and you stayed on the line. And all of a sudden, one day, you were able to walk through that door. So when you trust in the Lord with all your heart, and when you don't lean to your own understanding, and when you don't try to fix it, God will. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says he will direct your path when you trust in him. So stay on the line. When you're staying on the line, that means that you ignore what people are saying. You turn your head, you turn your body, you turn your everything that's in you, your emotions away from the conversation of others, because you know what God is doing for you. And when God does it, no man can take it away from you. When he closes the door, nobody can open the door. When he opens the door, nobody can close the door. That's why you put your trust in God, because he's never left you alone. He's never forsaken you. He said he would be with you always, even until the end of the earth. So all we need to remember this morning is that whenever you are in a challenge, whenever you are in a situation, family and friends may get tired. They may walk away from you. David said in that 10th verse, when my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. I'm not just waiting on my friends. I'm not just waiting on my parents. I'm waiting on the Lord. So because I know who he is and I know who he is to me, I'm going to stay on the line. You can't make me hang up the phone. You can't make me do anything but wait on the line. Because I know he has called waiting. I'm not even worried about that. He didn't forget that you were holding on. He has called waiting. He has called forwarding. He can forward you to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So while you're waiting, just know that God is working it out. Sometimes you just have to go through. You may say to yourself, it's not fair that I have to go through all of this. I have to put up with all of this. But let me say to you that our ways are not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. And when you just feel that you can't take it any longer, it is at that point that you get a break in the spirit. You get a moving in the spirit. He begins to shift the atmosphere just when you thought you couldn't take it anymore. That's when God shows up. So I would suggest to you this morning that you take a lesson from the life of David. Lesson one, don't worry. situation. Lesson two, just because God is not speaking, it does not mean that he isn't working it out. He doesn't have to tell you what he's doing. He can be working it out on your behalf while you are waiting. He simply wants you to stay right there. If you stay right there, then you can remind yourself of the situations that you've already experienced. Sometimes we give up and we hang up, but remember how he brought you out before. Remember how it was when you were in school, you were in college, and you were down to the last point of your financial resources, when the scholarship, the fellowship money was all almost gone, and you didn't have as much food as you thought you needed to eat, but you stayed on the line. You had given it to the Lord, and you knew that he was going to work it out. So if he did it for you back then, why wouldn't he do it now? He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God has the ability to repeat himself. All he has to do is do it one time. If he did it one time, I don't care how bad it looks, how the cross, how heavy you believe the cross is. All you need to tell folks is stay on the line. Don't you worry. Don't you fret. Don't you feel fret, not yourself, because of those who are trying to do you wrong. Because in that 37 Psalms, David said they will soon, and I say soon, be cut off. How soon is soon? I don't know, but you stay on the line. Don't worry about how long it takes. Just stay on the line. The third lesson that we will take from this teaching in the 27th Psalm from David is praise him in advance. You have to praise God even before he comes back to you and says it's already done. While you are staying on the line, while he has placed you on hold, you begin to thank him for the victory. Go on and claim your healing. Go on and claim your deliverance. Go on and claim that it's all right anyway. You don't allow the enemy to trick you into thinking that God has forgotten you. You just go on and praise him, because you can't give up now. You've come too far from where you started from. Nobody ever said to you that it was going to be easy, but one thing I know, if I don't know anything else, I know that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. How in the world did you endure all that you endured? How did you go through all that you went through? How did you come up from where you came up, in humble beginnings and in little towns in the south or the north or wherever? And you can look back and say, through it all, after all that I've been through, I learned. Thank you, Jesus. I learned to trust in Jesus. And I learned to trust in God. I stayed on the line. I waited with patience. I was right there, and I thought I was doing all of that. I thought I had it going on, but God closed the door. And when he closed the door, he wanted me to stay there. He wanted me to hang on to the line. Don't give up, Glenda. God has just placed you on hold. And if he places you on hold, he's going to come back to the phone, my sisters and my brothers. Don't give up on God, because God has never given up on you. So thank you, David. Thank you for helping me to remember, helping me to understand that it's not over until God says it's over. David said, I had fainted. I didn't faint, but I had fainted, unless disjunctive conjunction, separating that fainting from giving up. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. That's why David said in that 14th verse, wait on the Lord in spite of what people are saying. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't just be of courage, but be of good courage. What is good courage? Good courage is victory in the midst of the storm. Good courage is saying, I had it before you put it in your hands. Good courage is walking around saying, I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus. Why? Because there's power in the name. Sometimes you don't even have to tell the whole testimony. You can just say Jesus, and at that name, every knee has to bow, and every tongue has to confess. So today, my brothers and my sisters, I thank God that I stayed on the line. I am challenging you this morning, wherever you are, whatever you're going through. Remember David's teaching in the 27th Psalm.
David said that you can't faint, you can't give up. You gotta listen to what the Lord is saying, even when he's not speaking. Don't worry about the size of the situation, just stay on the line. Second lesson was, just because God is not speaking, it does not mean that he's not working it out. And then the final lesson was, praise him in advance. So whatever it is, whatever it is you're going through, I don't know what it is, but God knows. However you're feeling this morning about that situation that you've placed before the Lord, give him the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Claim the victory, because it's already done. You may say, Sister Glenda, how can you say it's already done? God has me on hold. All I'm saying to you, my sister, my brother, don't hang up the phone. Just stay right there. Wait for him to work it out, because you're going to mount up with wings as eagles. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to run and you're not going to be weary. You're going to walk and you're not going to faint. When you don't have anybody else to tell it to, testify to yourself. Say, God, I thank you how you brought me this far. God, I thank you how you saved my soul. God, I thank you how you gave me grace, unmerited favor. God, I thank you. I didn't deserve another chance, but you gave me another chance. God, I thank you that you took me through the fire and I didn't get burned. God, I thank you that I came through the water and I didn't even get wet. I thank you this morning with everything in me, God. I thank you because you've been better to me than I could have been to you. You've been better to me than I could be to myself. So, God, I thank you this morning that I stayed on the line. I ask you, my sister, I ask you, my brother, don't hang up on God. Don't hang up on him. He may place you on hold, but when God places you on hold, just don't hang up. Stay on the line. Don't faint. He's going to bring you out. How do I know he's going to bring you out? Because he brought me out. God has no respect for a person. What he's done for me, he'll do for you. I say to you again, stay on the line.